Recently, Congressman Eric Swalwell of California was in Iowa addressing the nonpartisan group Iowa Asian Latino Coalition. We were able to catch up with Congressman Swalwell, an Iowa native, to ask a few questions about some of the topics he raised during his visit. Welcome back to Iowa. You are a Sac City native, right?
Right, Northwest Iowa. My dad was the police officer in Algona, so we lived in Sac City and Algona.
Good to have you back in town. Congressman, one of the things that we have been talking about on the Business News Hour is the tax cuts. Just recently, there was a study of 1,000 individuals across the United States were asked the question about, are you better off now that the tax cuts have been enacted in December of last year? 35% said, yeah, they're doing better, but 65% said they're actually doing the same or worse. What do we do to fix that?
Well, most of us are paying for the tax cuts that went to the very top, and paying for it not just in what we did not receive, but also in what we will have to give up, whether it's infrastructure, right? The president wants an infrastructure bill. Republicans won't bring it up because they gave $1.6 trillion away, you know, to the wealthiest, where 83% of the benefits went to the wealthiest 10%. Also, again, they're looking at, Mitch McConnell said they're looking at, trying to, go after Medicare, that, they would seek to voucherize it or reduce the contribution to Medicare. And again, that's because they've blown a hole in the deficit with their tax cuts. So, I think we want our businesses to be competitive. We want people, to know their tax dollars are spent wisely and that if we can afford to do so, we'll bring it down. But most Americans, I really believe, expect that, if the CEO is going to get a big tax cut and get a raise, that the janitor should also get a raise if the company is benefiting from those tax cuts. That, obviously CEO makes more, takes more risks, but the way it works right now is wages are only going up for folks at the top, and they're the ones that are also getting the tax cuts. And people on every floor below, they're not seeing the benefits.
One of the interesting things about that is you talk about CEO pay versus what it is worker pay. It's up like 355%, something like that. Back 30 years ago, it was more like 50%. So it has taken a big jump.
CEO pay continues to go up. And, what we're seeing is that ordinary Americans, their wages are staying flat or declining, but the costs of healthcare go up, the costs of, transportation go up. And so they're working hard, but not getting ahead. They're just getting by. And, that's something I hope to change.
One of the things that we've heard about from the current Congress is that entitlements need to be changed. One of those that they are pointing fingers at is Social Security. What about lifting the cap on Social Security? Wouldn't that help solve a lot of problems?
So I support lifting the cap, and I would be open to, perhaps lifting it up to a number in the 200,000s and then have, a gap where you don't have to pay into it, and then opening it back up again at, say, 750,000, so that way that maybe families in high-cost areas, don't suffer, too much. But I do think that today, you have an environment where by the first week of January, Tom Brady has already hit the cap and doesn't pay any more taxes for the next 51 weeks of the year. And, I just don't think that's right. I think, people in this country benefit from having a secure, safety net for our seniors, and it's in all of our interest to have, the cap raised to reflect that.
One of the things that you also spoke about to the Asian Latino Coalition was Medicare for All, having the opportunity for lots of different people across the spectrum to get health care coverage. That was one of the big things that the Democrats hammered on in the midterm elections. How do you think that turned out?
Well, this was an election about health care. It was on the ballot. And that's because over the last 2 years, President Trump and the Republicans have sought to repeal the Affordable Care Act, gut the individual mandate, and no longer defend pre-existing conditions. And families, showed up in droves in many congressional districts, to vote against that idea. So I think these next 2 years, we have to be realistic about, what the president, would sign. And I think the first thing we should do is where we can restore the Affordable Care Act. But I think the 2020 field is going to define the true future of healthcare in America. And that's something I look forward to seeing.
One of the things, and two final questions, if I might, Congressman, thank you so much for spending some time with us. You spoke about the rural-urban divide, and I think that's one of the most interesting things. I was up at 4 o'clock in the morning the day after the election going county by county here in Iowa and some other places across the country where in urban areas Democrats fared very well. In rural areas, they were outvoted by double digits and oftentimes. What has the Democrats, what must they do to get to the rural voter and have that conversation?
Well, yeah, I was born in rural America in northwest Iowa, and so I think offering an agenda that connects the disconnected, that hears people who have not been heard, sees people who have not been seen, and tell them that their communities should also have, you know, modern schools to prepare their kids, that, you know, we should invest in job centers so that, you know, there are careers that you can count on. And when it comes to healthcare, you know, that they shouldn't have to drive 100 miles, you know, to a community hospital, that we should have, you know, access to healthcare for every community. I think that connects, but you have to go there, listen to them, and, you know, deliver that message. Showing up, showing up really matters.
One of the things that we heard about was Citizens United during this meeting. Democrats have long looked at that as problematic. And you indicated in the first 100 days of this new Congress that there's a plan to perhaps put some light on some things. Can you explain that?
Yeah, we want to make reforms to our democracy as soon as possible because we recognize that, you know, there is, you know, a lot of pessimism about government because of the amount of money being spent on campaigns. And so what we can do is pass the Disclose Act, which would require any publicly traded company to disclose to its shareholders what they're spending in elections. Right now, Citizens United protects them from that. We don't have to overturn Citizens United to require transparency. And so we think that if shareholders know and consumers know, that they may think twice before just dumping dark, you know, unlimited funds into these campaigns.
Shedding light on what's been going on. Representative Eric Swalwell, thanks so very much for spending some time with us, and congratulations again on your expanding family.
Yeah, oh, thank you. Yeah, so we've got two now, baby girl and first girl in our family, so we're thrilled. Thank you. Yep.
Once again, that was Congressman Eric Swalwell, who represents the 15th Congressional District, which includes Hayward and Alameda counties between San Francisco and San Jose. We'll have links up on our site. Stay with us, more to come on the Business News Hour.